my second day in California ever. I came to California once a couple years ago, but I don't count it because I got really sick. So I just erased the memory of seeing the Pacific for the first time. And I don't know what you know about New Englanders, but we're miserable. And you know, as a New Englander, California has always been this sort of like foreign land. You know, it's literally the land of milk and honey, you know, and I don't know, I always sort of was like, oh, you're sure what's something about California. But I, after today's drive, you know, I really get it. I get what's so great about this city. Golly, that was a hell of a drive. Those mountains and the palm tree, Brandon, right, you know, but golly, something else. So this next song is about how this one time, this period of my life, I was like wicked bummed out. It was a bummer, and I just like I couldn't even comprehend how like people could be happy. And then it's, you know, it's also sort of about the, you know, the people in your life that help you through that. So here we go. And I said, how are you so happy? How do you walk around with such a pretty smile upon your face? Hey. 2-hour goodbye, a 2-hour audio goodbye letter from this boy to his girlfriend. And it's weird. It's really weird. It's like, I think 81, 82 is the best we've come up with for an approximation of date, because you'll hear it. Okay, it's weird. But I like this song. I think I lost that tape, but Jacob can give me another one. There's CD replications of it. They're for sale. Not by me. I should mention, however, that I do have CDs for sale. Full circle. That was good. Good job, Chris. Okay, alright, here we go. I had a bummer one thing, but they're fun. This is about the same period of time when I was really bummed out. Okay. I'm okay. Things are all right. Things are rad. I met up with those kids on tour. They've been on tour much longer than I have. This is like day 7 for me. No big deal. We had 2 days off. Or 1 day off. No big deal. I can do this for 6 more weeks. Where's that going with this? What? Oh, so I flew into Austin, and every day on this tour, I've been somewhere I've never been before, and that's super exciting, because I'm shedding my New England skin, becoming one of you guys, you bros. I'm told that you bros is the y'all equivalent here. I like to learn the y'all equivalent wherever I go. And where I'm from, it's yous or yous guys. We got y'all down south. Pittsburgh, we got yins. That one's weird. Yins. was gonna do 10 push-ups before I did the set, but I don't need it because now that I'm started, I'm really energized.
Do it right now.
It's been done. This guy, yeah, I don't know if anyone's ever heard of Nat Baldwin, but he used to do, he was on this one tour where his first song was 10 push-ups. It was awesome. That got me so pumped. Okay. Shows where bands that don't all sound the same play. And I've been dying for some punk, so I'm getting it tonight. It's great. This is great. I'm really feeling this. We still met the night in Encinitas last night where Blink-182 is from. That was pretty cool. We had a killer breakfast today. Yeah, it was awesome. But then, like, I stretched my stomach out beyond, like, all recognition, and I was hungry again. Quickly after me. I'm very often hungry, as you can tell by my large stature. Okay. I had a rat pillow. I had a rat goodbye. I had a rat, see you later. We should hang out sometime. I'm spending all night with that palace music song. Having a new partner is the best feeling I know. But how do you keep going while all the while knowing that biology dictates an expiration date? And maybe that's just it. Maybe if you don't quit, you'll find yourself with someone that you want to stay with.
Come on, help me.
skimp on the credits. On the credits. So if anybody's got a, if anybody's good at artistic copyright law, you probably ought to work on suing. Sue me. Okay, this is gonna be my last song. This has really been great. Thanks to everybody involved. This is just, can't say enough good things. I'm gonna go all the way back to Rhode Island and just say Santa Barbara, California. Thumbs up. Perfect. Love it. Flawless. Beautiful. That keg and bottle store is amazing. Whoa. And freaking the Deja Vu Cafe over there. I've been, we were in Vegas the other day, and those slot machines just wanted to play pinball so bad the whole time I was out. And I'm a pinball addict. I think we all are on this tour. And so I walked in there and I said, pinball. And I played a game and I got it out of my system and I've had the itch for days. Okay, so that said, this song is about making out. Everybody in the, if anybody in the room's got somebody to make out with, they really ought to do it. Because it's a nice thing to hear. So it's a quiet song, so, Okay, thank you again. Chris Tyler, Romans for that. Am I?